Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. How you guys doing? I hope all of you guys are doing well. I hope God is continuing to bless you, open up the windows of heaven for you, allowing you to walk into divine health, because He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, He is. He is also the God that sees all, Jehovah Elohim. Elyon, and we praise God today, and we thank you. Yes, guys, it's a new day. Today, my daughter, I just dropped off my husband and I, and my other daughter, her baby sister, we just dropped her off at college. She is now a freshman. And I know we talked about this a while ago, saying how I'm going to let her grow, not let her go. And I praise God that God is just blessing me. I praise God that He is maturing me. And I praise God that no, I didn't cry, and I still haven't cried. I don't want to cry. I am very at peace because God has allowed me to walk in patience. He's allowed me to walk in the new, and He has allowed me to have peace of mind to know that everything that God has downloaded to me and that I've been entrusted in and allowed to be able to download to her has been downloaded, refreshed, and renewed. We praise Him, and we thank God for this day. Yes. Patience. I sit in celebration for my daughter, but I also am understanding that the patience was hard to get to. The patience was difficult to understand and to really take the time out to develop. I got learning and understanding from couple of my sisters that have gone through this prior to me, and that's what I mean by getting understanding. Sometimes you have to, no matter how old you are, it's imperative that we stay in the posture of the learned, stay in the posture of wanting to get information. I tell people this all the time. Knowledge is power, and information is free. If you get the right information, the correct information, because misinformation can also distort what you believe in and what you retain and how you function. So it's imperative that you get the information, but you also study to show thyself approved. I say that many a times. Patience, guys. I've talked about also the harvest. And how God is about to shift some things, and how we are walking in the biblical new year in September, and how God is about to bestow a great pouring down of blessings to His people. We have to walk in patience, though. Don't hurry up and make waste. Haste makes waste. And when we push and when we take our time, it's important. It's good to take your time. It's good to be able to walk in systematic understanding. If you know anything about our Father, He is very strategic, and strategy doesn't just come with a blink of an eye, but for us it's not. So we have to take our time in understanding, but God is very strategic in what He does. So in order for us to understand what strategy to use, we have to be patient to be able to see the manifestation. It's just like carrying a child. There's a 9 to 10 month gestational period where that being that God has allowed you to carry, whether male or female, is growing inside of you. You feel Him. You see Him move sometimes from your belly. You can feel Him, like I said before. Even when the contractions come right before it's time for the child to be birthed, that is still a waiting period. There is still a time of patience. I talked a while about long suffering, and in this process, some of this could be part of the long suffering. So when you feel like this, like it's tight, or what I always say, and some people say I'm corny, but it is, my daughters say I'm corny, the block is hot. The block is hot. Don't feel that you have to be in such a haste. God does not want us before him, and he doesn't want us behind him. He wants us synchronized and syncopated to his movement. And in order for you to be synchronized and syncopated to that, you need to be in prayer so you can get the instructions. Hello, there's that P word, prayer. You got to get in prayer, because sometimes when we're so hype and when we're so excited, and you know, that angst comes, and you know, a lot of distractions coming, but you see the blessings at the same time, you forget to pray. And if you don't, remember now, if you don't understand what prayer is our communication with Daddy. Prayer is where we get our direction. Prayer is where we get our understanding. Prayer is where we get revelation. Prayer is needed, okay? And that's a part, that's like your leg. That's like that phone that these young millennials have in their hand. That's like they extension of their hand that they can't keep out of their fingertips. Well, prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is that what we used to call quiet storm. You know, it's that radio call that we get. You know, it's the direct line to the Father. And if we don't get that direct line to the Father, we're not going to remember how or recognize his voice. How can we recognize his voice if we don't have a conversation with him all the time? If we don't know them, I know my daughters. I know the difference between their voices. Sometimes they sound the same, some people say, but I know the distinctions of their voices. They look different. Their posture is different. I deal with them differently. God has allowed me to recognize those particular attributes in them. That's the same as God is with us. He knows his children, and we need to know him. Just like my daughters know me. They know what not to say, and they know what to say. They know what to trigger me and what not to trigger me. But that's people, because they got to know you. They understand you. And the way we get to know Jesus and the way we get to know God is by his word and by prayer and supplication and understanding who he is. So guys, let's be patient. Let's walk in the glory that he has so graciously bestowed upon us. Let's continue to be in the divine will of the Father. Let's not go ahead of him and walk in this posture of I know it all. Let's not go ahead of him and walk in the posture, well, I've worked hard for this, so I deserve this. Yes, we do. You did do the work. Let me not get that twisted. You did do the work, but there was somebody greater than you that was covering you in the whole process. It was Daddy. It was Abba Father covering you, protecting you. He gave you a time of grace. He gave you a time of peace. And he also gave you a time of war. So you have to understand now that because he gave you those attributes and those resources, you were able to rightly divide what needs to be done so you can be able to be synchronized. Come on here and syncopated to Daddy. Slow and steady wins the race. This is a race. Paul said it well. I've done the good fight. I fought the good fight. The good fight is a race. This is a race. You're either walking it or running it. I like to take my time because I'm a baby. I'm going to be honest. I'm in here. I'm stretching my legs. I'm taking my time. And I'm basking in what God is dealing with me about. I want to come to Jesus like a child. I want to be postured in the whole time, being willing to be absorbed and get all the information that I need. I don't want to come in as a full grown adult. I don't want to do that ever in my life. I want to come to him as he says, come to me like little children. Because I always want to be in the mind of the learned. Be patient, be vigilant, and walk in God's diligence. Walk in his peace, walk in his strategy. Understand that he too understands you better than anybody else, better than you understand yourself. So let's walk in his glory. Let's walk in the peace that passes all understanding. Let's continue to press and keep and keep your mind focused on him. even when we talk about, when we talk about the water and talk about how Peter went out there on the water and how, you know, they thought he was a ghost, that Jesus was a ghost at first, and then all of a sudden they see this man, and he puts his hand out and he walks in the water, and he's walking on the water. But then as soon as he saw the waves come up and the distractions come, he started to sink. Let's keep focused on Jesus. Let's know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he is the only one that can get you through this thing. I go back to my daughter. This is a new set, a new deep of the deep waters that she's about to walk into. And she's about to swim. And I give God the glory that the waves may come, but she knows that God is with her. I praise God that she knows, and it's been instilled in her. I know that she knows how to pray. I know she knows that it's okay. And I praise God that there is someone, her roommate, and I praise God for her roommate, that God answered my prayers, that not only did her, that did she walk in the glory of God, but her roommate as well. Sometimes we got to step out and not just worry about our kids, because it's not just our children. It's someone else's child. It is the future. Let's walk in patience. Let's walk in his peace. Let's not be hasteful. Let's do what God says us to do. Not my will, God, but thy will be done. And I will say that again. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. You guys have a great and outstanding day.